What we see, particularly when ice is in the forecast, is that airlines like to keep their aircraft out of the area. So we're seeing a lot of cancellations on inbound flights.
And how does it factor in as well, obviously, with the Northeast getting the brunt of this?
We had several cancellations to the Northeast, and so we are still seeing an impact from the weather that has been up there as well. The one thing that we do recommend to passengers, and this is always a good rule of thumb, is to contact your airline before coming to the airport to find out if your flight has been impacted by either weather here or weather in other parts of the country.
If it does trend to more ice, how does that differ from snow? I know you said that they like to keep it out of the area with it being ice. Is it just to another extent with ice rather than snow?
That is correct. Ice is a little tougher to handle because the aircraft have to be de-iced in the case of icing. And also with runways and taxiways, ice is a little bit different to handle, but we can get out in front of it. The airport authority is responsible for the runways and taxiways, and we have been pre-treating them in order to be able to ensure that the ice does not form on the runways and taxiways.
How does that operation get going? I guess, is that rather similar to the DOT on the roadways handling it for the taxiways there?
It is very similar, but we do have different equipment that we use because we are dealing with runways that have lights built into them. And we also use different chemicals, and we use aviation grade sand instead of the brine that can be used on roadways.
Have we had any trouble? I know last year, obviously, a whole different animal where some people were getting stranded. Has that been an issue so far, getting kind of stuck at RDU for anybody, any travelers coming through?
We have not had that issue so far today. And one thing is we have been getting the word out, and people do know about the storm. And luckily, we are not a hub, so we don't have a lot of people that will fly in expecting to catch another flight out. So that does often decrease how many people end up staying at the airport when their flight is canceled.
Yeah, and being able to get out in front of it sounds like it was very helpful this time around. You guys have done all the prep work there, it sounds like. So is there anything else that we can do to try to stay ahead of it other than just calling and checking on flight status before making the trip to the airport?
That is the most important thing that passengers can do, is check their flight status before coming to the airport, and also understand that a storm can have a ripple effect. So the storm here, as well as the storm that we've seen in the Northeast and in the Midwest, is that we may see flights affected for the next couple of days, even as things get back to normal here.